From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina have released body camera and dash camera footage from the fatal shooting of a black man by police there earlier this week. Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney said Saturday the footage is being released because it would not negatively affect the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation's inquiry.
We're 4 days after the incident. We're talking about two independent investigations, and they take time. I'm gonna insist we do it right, not fast.
In the videos, officers are heard repeatedly telling Keith Lamont Scott, drop the gun. Scott gets out of his vehicle and is walking away from it when four shots are heard and he falls to the ground. Officers then handcuff the moaning Scott and call in the shooting. Justin Bamberg is an attorney for the Scott family.
The moment Mr. Scott is shot, it appears as though he's not aggressively moving towards law enforcement. He's actually doing the opposite. He's passively stepping back.
Police also released photographs of a pistol, an ankle holster, and a small piece of a marijuana cigarette, which police say that Scott was rolling when the incident started. Hundreds of mourners packed a church for a funeral honoring an unarmed black man who was fatally shot by a white Tulsa, Oklahoma police officer. Attendees filled the Antioch Baptist Church late Saturday to remember 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher, who was shot by Officer Betty Jo Shelby. Shelby has been charged with first-degree manslaughter and turned herself in on Friday. She was released after posting $50,000 bond. For more on these stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News. After years in the making, the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture officially opened to the public here in Washington on Saturday. President Obama told the thousands gathered that the museum represents a place to reflect on the total American experience.
This is the place to understand how protest and love of country don't merely coexist, but inform each other. How men can proudly win the gold for their country, but still insist on raising a black gloved fist. How we can wear an I Can't Breathe t-shirt and still grieve for fallen police officers.
Others at Saturday's ceremony included former President George W. Bush, who signed the bill authorizing construction of the museum in 2003. Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis called the bronze-colored museum more than a building. It is a dream come true. Syrian government forces and their allies recaptured a strategically located refugee camp on the northern outskirts of Aleppo on Saturday. That came amid heavy Russian airstrikes over rebel-held eastern sectors of the city. As Edward Uranian reports, the strikes flattened buildings, killed dozens, and left thousands without water on both sides of the city.
Amateur video showed multi-story buildings that had collapsed under intense Russian and Syrian government airstrikes Saturday on the rebel-held eastern sector of the city. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told Arab media that dozens of people have been killed Saturday and that many others have been buried under collapsed buildings. The surge in airstrikes began late Wednesday after the Syrian government announced a renewed offensive to recapture all of Aleppo. That move came after the U.S. and Russia were unable to salvage a ceasefire that had lasted for nearly a week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
European leaders gathered in Vienna Saturday to discuss how to better fortify the EU's outer borders against illegal migration and trafficking. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that stopping illegal immigration and human trafficking are essential elements of the way forward. Austrian Chancellor Christian Kern said that there were three major points discussed: expansion of Frontex to strengthen the protection of borders of the EU, speeding up of Greece's asylum process and the Turkey-EU deal, and the speeding up of similar agreements with other non-member states. This year, Austria and others largely shut down the so-called Balkan route, a key route for migrants. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.